folks never to use charcoal for a heating source. Charcoal puts off so much carbon monoxide, and it is a poisonous, tasteless gas that is a killer. When they're looking at potentially other types of heating sources like kerosene heaters, just make sure they're used as the manufacturer's instruction, that they're not going to tilt over. They don't try to feel them while they're being burned and things like that. Generators will put off poisonous gas as well, so make sure that the generators are going to be used in a well-ventilated area, and it's not going to come back into the home or a garage or anything like that, but those poison gases can build up and kill people.
And I know that people are worried about everything in their home functioning as well, pipes and everything like that. What can we do to try to make sure that whenever we come out on the other side of this, everything in our home is functioning the same way that it was before?
Right. Do what I do. I've opened up my all my cabinets throughout the house to make sure that that warm air reaches that back wall, and that helps the pipes from freezing so quickly. But if you know there are areas that are, pipes are frozen before, you might want to go ahead and trickle that water on both the hot water and the cold water side just to make sure it stays moving, and that will also prevent it from freezing up.
All right. Is there anything that we're missing on here that is important in your mind from the emergency services side of things as we maybe have to endure a bit of very cold and possibly icy weather over the next 24 hours or even a couple of days, really, with the cold weather?
Right. And it being a fairly short-term event, you know, I think blankets in the house and warm clothes will help. You know, you're going to hear the utilities probably getting a message out very shortly to, hey, won't you take it easy on the thermostat and don't put quite such a burden on the system, and that just means bundled up inside the house. When this stuff gets on the roadway, it's been so cold, we really encourage folks to stay off of the road because, you know, they start getting in accidents, and then we have to put law enforcement or fire and EMS units on the road to kind of take care of them, and that becomes an additional hazard that everyone has to deal with. So don't travel unless you absolutely have to.